Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback, our buddy Jerry, is in today in studio. One of Baltimore City's finest.
Was he your first responder?
For now. For now. Jerry's about to take another step in his life, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens taking care of business last night, 28-6. In a game in which they went out, proved that they were the superior team on the road, Ed. And at 3-5, it's almost comical how has there ever been a 3-5 team that was not in first place or second place that was almost a foregone conclusion that they were going to win their division?
No.
Right now, it's almost a foregone conclusion by everybody.
I just think it just reinforces what I believed about the season. I think you guys have, is that this was a very, very talented team. This just got decimated with injuries, and that's why they're 3-5 right now. Now that people are healthy again, you got the team back. There's no reason they can't beat everybody. There is no reason they can't beat everyone on the remaining schedule. No joke.
I agree.
Seriously.
I think, you know, many people, especially around here, want to say it's an indictment on the AFC North. Okay. I mean, you know, most of you guys are glass half empty guys. But it's also a testament to how good people believe the Ravens are. I think it's a combination of things, Mike. It's not
right. One-sided. Right. No, I agree. Because this is the best team in the 30-year history of the team. But the AFC North is terrible.
It is. Yeah.
It is just pathetic.
But they're saying that the Ravens aren't as terrible.
Well, they aren't. That's just the bottom line to it.
Let's go up to Abington and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, John? How you guys doing? It's been a while.
Yep.
Hey. My comment is three tiers. First tier on last night game. Okay? Both teams are inferior. Imagine if the Ravens would have lost that game. Because Tua was penetrating 20-20 yard line. He was in a position of scoring, but the players as well as the play designs had kind of torn him up. Also, he does play in fear. The man is one concussion away from ending a career. One concussion. And when he saw what happened and that ball got stripped and he saw how team game tackling, you see even more fear and more miscalculated throws and ground throws. So as far as I'm concerned, and what if Ravens would have lost, do you think that this conversation today, we in the as well as your organization, do you think this conversation today will be pressing more on getting rid of the coach?
I think that's tough to say. Naturally, your conversation always changes based on wins and losses.
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't think so, because look what happens when people came back healthy. All of a sudden, you know, had a coach? I mean, this is why I get so frustrated by people. It's like, they were decimated by injuries. The best player in the league was out for a month.
But he said if they lost, would we be saying that?
I know.
Maybe,
Because as soon as Lamar is back and the team is healthy, they dominate. So it's like, so did all of a sudden Harbaugh remember how to coach? No, he didn't forget. It's just that nobody, the players weren't the same.
Yeah,
if they would have lost that game, you know what the conversation would be? Trade deadline.
Yep.
That's what the conversation would be.
Who are they moving?
But it's unfair to say your conversation changes based on the results. Yes, it does. That's
by the way, it's not just game. It's on every play. What have we said? We live in a results-driven world. Yep. It doesn't matter if you did it the right way and it didn't work out. No, no, no. Make it work. Make me a bicycle clown. That's what I want. Make me a bicycle clown. And if you don't, you give them a giraffe, then they're pissed, man. Just saying.
Chris, like, in Baltimore. Chris,
hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. So my take on yesterday's game was, the change of the game was that ghost tripping. That's when I believe the ties had really changed, because that call was like really, that call was bogus for Miami. And then also, defense wins championships. So I'm hoping EDC will realize he made a mistake with Ajabo and go get that game changer. That we really need that game closer.
I mean,
thanks for taking my call.
It is tough to call it a mistake with Ajabo when you're getting a guy that was projected to be a top 10 pick where you got him. That being said, no mistake, but it's kind of tough to call it that in the moment, because you thought you were getting tremendous value in the second round.
Yeah.
And this has happened a couple times with them when they drafted, what was it, Dan Cody out of Oklahoma, red flag, never played. Sergio Kendall, yeah, take the elevator with him. You know, that was another one. I had an injury risk and some other red flags.
Paul Kruger was second round, wasn't he?
Yeah, yes, Paul Kruger had never played special teams, so he wasn't dressing almost every single day.
Homeless Ed, are you in Miami?
I surely am, sir. It was like a home game last night in that place. It was purple and black all over the place. But I'm glad we won. And I agree with most of you guys. We will win the division. I think we got one more loss in us just to tune us up for the playoffs.
All right, Homeless Ed. That's the most fortunate homeless person I've ever.
How did Homeless Ed get tickets to the game?
How did he get to Miami?
The Andersons got tickets to the game.
He's got a lot of freedom. Got no home.
Nick in Annapolis. What's up, Nick?
What's up, boys? How we doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Let's go. So I just want to draw attention to something that was talked about. Harbaugh talked about it at halftime. He talked about the red zone defense. And so obviously, like everyone else, I'm thrilled with the victory. But what I want to draw attention to is the biggest difference of the game was that we could score 7 points and they could score three or none, right? That was the difference. They were pushing the ball in the middle of the field. And again, the other difference was we got turnovers, right? That's a difference maker in our season, and I love the Aloe Gilman trade. I think people, the ability to move Hamilton around. I'm wondering if we look back on this season and think about our Darius Washington and the move to safety last year for him, if getting Gilman and moving Hamilton up in kind of that nickel linebacker spot, because I think he is the best pressure man on our team right now. Be curious to hear your guys' thoughts on that in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback. A lot of that is scheme and designs. But that play where he blew up the running back in the back of the field, that was my favorite play of the season. Like, that was awesome. So just hoping to get your guys' thoughts on that.
And you question whether or not he can do that all year.
Physically, yes.
Yeah.
But I think he can get after pass rusher. I think he might be the best pass rusher on this team.
I think he is.
Hands.
Yeah.
He has that body type. He's kind of long and lean. He can get around the corner. So
he's got a small forward's body.
He's the best pass rusher on the Ravens.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go get Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, good morning, guy. Hey, you know I must have just turned the radio on because I ain't even hyped yet. But you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing and a bad thing. Let me ask y'all a quick question real fast, right? Mm-hmm. So look, you know, as a man, look. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, so look, Mike Preston gonna get the first question. We played against Miami, right? And I didn't hear Mike talk all morning, but hey, Mike, Miami trash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta ask you this question, right? So I'm never gonna take a win away from my guys, right? But let's play one game at a time, Rob. But let's handle our business. Let me. Because, look, you got me on so fast. I'm trying to catch up on my own thoughts real fast, right?
I see.
So, hey, Rob, let me go this way real fast. Hey, Rob, so when they took the ball out of Henry's hand, maybe all three of y'all can ask this, right? Oh, is this still a problem? I was running. Did Henry get a lot of those shots? And I'm not trying to beat the guys down for the win. Well, I don't think that. We won 28-6, right? And I think that. But let me ask you a question, though. Is it still a problem trying to run the ball when we really need to run the ball, or did Henry get those yards and clean up time? Because, and the reason why I'm asking, because, Rob, look, you know, let me see, no room to fourth, that's next week. So, hey, Mike, and whoever can answer this question, where do we target as far as the trade deadline? Because I know we got to make a move. Or do you think we make a move? I mean, what do you guys think, though? I mean, like, yeah, what y'all think real fast? I'm going to hang up real fast because I can't even get my thoughts together. I'm going to hang up real fast.
Hey, Jeremy, you can answer that question because my head's starting to hurt a little bit.
Well, I knew Shiloh wasn't on point when he didn't say, hey, Rob, until about 3 minutes into the phone call. I knew something was a little off. But no, I think they make a move. And again, I think it's on the defensive side of the ball. I would love it to be a pass rusher or somebody along the front there. But I think they add a player, maybe two.
Preston's report card at 9:30 on the other side. We'll make our picks for the rest of the NFL week on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to make our picks for the NFL Sunday. Chicago, Cincinnati, Ed, who you like?
I'm going to go with the Bears.
The Bears.
I just think they're the less bad of these two teams. They're actually favorite on the road, but I'm going with Chicago.
I'm going with Chicago Bears as well. Jeremy.
I'm with the Bears.
The Bears. Minnesota at Detroit. Who you got?
I mean, look, this is Puffy Pants time. I'm sorry, Mr. Flo's friend. It ain't going to work this weekend. You're blitzing this cat in that space. I've said all year long, the best team I've seen is Detroit at home. Give me Detroit.
I'm going with Detroit as well. Edward.
I'm taking Lions as well. They're very good at home, and I think there's going to be a Puffy Pants game.
Jeremy, is Carolina at Green Bay a keep it moving game?
Yes.
All right, so let's go Los Angeles Chargers at Tennessee. Ed, who you got?
Chargers by a lopsided margin.
Chargers not a charger?
They won't charge it. Tennessee is terrible. They stink on ice. They're going to get blown out.
You know, I never knew what stink on ice was until somebody had some fish outside one summer, and it still smelled bad on ice. Yeah. I understood what that meant then. It was maybe 20 years ago. I'm like, okay, that's what stink on ice means. Anyway, I'm going with the Chargers in that one too, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers. It's hard to, even at home, it's hard to pick Tennessee.
Jeremy, Atlanta at New England.
This is my upset. You guys laugh at me? You'll laugh. It's not that funny, Ed. I'm taking the Falcons. This is one of those spots where it's like, ugh, the last time they played, they did what? Ugh, this team stinks. Yeah, okay.
Full disclosure, Jeremy, that's not why we were laughing at you. Yeah, I'm going with New England, though. Ed?
I'm going with the Patriots as well.
San Francisco at Giants. Ed, you saw what San Francisco did last week. Oof.
Yeah, I'm picking up. See, I'm going with the Giants at home.
You are?
San Francisco gives the ball away a ton. They have one of the worst teams as far as giveaways in the NFL. They have almost zero pass rush. I think this sets up well for the Giants at home. I'm going with the G-men.
My gut says the G-men too, but I'm going with my head. I'm going to San Francisco.
That's a stupid pick, Ed. I'm riding with you. Give me the Giants. Let's be dumb together. Because I'm looking at it. I got a couple of upsets, and you got a bunch of games where somebody's a three or less favorite on the road, and it's like the great equalizer.
San Francisco's not as good as their record if you do take a little deeper dive with the things they do wrong.
Indianapolis at Pittsburgh, Jeremy.
I'm picking Indy. I hate this game with a passion, but give me Indy.
Indy as well. Ed?
Colts. Big win. Going to help the Ravens out a lot.
Denver at Houston, Ed.
Denver. Broncos are good, man. I heard they're going to be better this year, and Bo Nix this and Bo Nix that. They're pretty damn good.
I like Bo Nix.
Yep.
Denver could win the AFC West. Outstanding football team. But this is my upset of the week. I'm going Houston.
It's hard to call an upset because Houston's favored.
They are favored?
Yep, by 1.5. Yeah.
Don't call it an upset.
I'm on Houston as well. Yeah. I think this is, look, Denver is Jekyll and Hyde if we've seen any team, like especially when they go on the road. So give me Houston.
Jacksonville at Vegas. This is a game that I guess you want to watch. Jacksonville is not as bad as they used to be.
It's another one of those field goal or less on the road. I want to take Vegas because I do feel like it's the right side, but give me Jacksonville to win.
I'm going Jacksonville, Ed.
Jaguars as well.
New Orleans at LA Rams, Ed.
Oh, Rams. I mean, the Rams are home. They're good. Saints are terrible.
Is this a keep it moving game?
Well, I'm going to surprise you.
Okay, I'm going Rams.
With how quick I say Rams. Okay. Keep it moving.
KC at Buffalo, game of the week.
I love this game. Kansas City wins. Look, I get it. Everybody wants to talk about Buffalo wins at home and, oh, you got them as a home underdog. These are two teams. I'm not saying they're going in totally different directions.
They're going in totally different directions.
I have questions about the Bills. And as soon as the Chiefs got their explosive players on offense, everything changed. The defense, the offense, like converting third downs, the defense is fresh. They just look really good. Kansas City right now, best team in the AFC, in my opinion.
I'm with you right now. They are the best team in the AFC.
I hate saying
Patrick
that.
Patrick Mahomes is once again that dude because he has his pieces around him. They win this game on the road, Ed.
Yeah, as much as it pains me, and, you know, went to college in Western New York, love that part of the country. Kansas City wins.
Mike, why do they're people hate Kansas City so much? I find them a likable team.
Because they win.
Yeah, because they win. That's
I
all.
Find them a very likable team.
It's like they used to hate the Patriots.
I got news for you.
Why do people hate the Yankees? The Patriots weren't likable, though.
I like them. I like watching perfection. I like watching teams
win. Why do people hate the Yankees?
That's why I stare in the mirror all the time.
Yes. You know? I don't agree with you, but that's good for you.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get this confidence up. Okay. Sunday night, and other things.
Sunday Night Football, Seattle and at the Commanders.
I'm going with the Seahawks in this one. The Commanders have they're better than they've been in the last two seasons, but they're still not quite there.
They're very injured. A lot of injuries.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. Yeah.
I thought the Seahawks would be decent this year. They are better than I thought, man. I mean, I'm going to Seahawks in this one. I think they take it.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings, football. This is a spot that I love. Like, Jaden Daniels is going to come back. He's going to play in this game. You got Seattle traveling all over. What? I want to sing a song.
Where did you get him from, man?
That was Wildcats.
He was forced on us.
Naughty Hawn.
No, I can't adoption. Lie.
Woody Harrelson.
I can't lie. I begged for him.
They left him in a basket outside.
I actually begged for that dude.
It was a big-ass basket, too. I had to put the lotion on my skin there, or else I got the hose again. That's what happened.
I'm sorry. Ed, I'm sorry.
Washington wins this game. Washington wins this game. Give me the... They're the Commanders now. Give me the
Commanders. And what is that? Okay, that Wildcats was in D.C.?
No, I was just, I wanted to sing the football song. What are you talking about?
I was wondering why.
It's from the movie Wildcats.
I know, I was just trying to put it together.
Football.
The Wildcats aren't playing in this game.
Who's our guy with peanut brittle in there? What was his name? The Nipsey Russell. Nipsey Russell. He had peanut brittle. He always had peanut brittle in the movie. All right.
What's going to be cold?
What?
They're wearing the Redskins uniforms on Sunday.
Oh. Really? Woody White? In Parkville. What's up, Woody?
Hey, what's up, Rob? How y'all doing today?
Doing well. Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Yeah.
Shallow had my head hurting, man. just like you had my man over there. I forgot his name, but yeah, he had my head hurting on that too.
Oh, Mike Preston, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Preston. And before that, why did Debbie Downer get on the radio talking about, oh, man, I don't know. Do you think that was, like, a good win for the Raiders? Come on, bro. Take it as it comes, man. For real. Our whole team was all hurt, bro. Now they coming back. So, dang.
Woody, what is the hardest thing to do in sports? Win. It's hard to win, man. It ain't easy. It was easy.
I think the hardest thing to do in sports is just be a fan and just shut the heck up.
There you go. Cheer them on. Thanks a lot, Woody. I don't have a lot negative to say about this game. I don't, man. I don't like some of the comments about the offense I disagree with. I thought the offense went out and did what they had to do.
You don't know.
That's it. You're right. I don't. I don't know why people are so upset.
I don't know much.
You don't know.
But I know I love you. Sorry.
They did what they had to do. Final thoughts in the Monday Night Football preview at 9:45, but on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston up next on The Fan. Mike Preston's report card. Mike, who impressed you? Was there someone that impressed you last night that jumped off the screen that you did not expect to perform well?
Probably Teddy Buchanan. You know, he struggled coming out of training camp, but he's played pretty well, and he's gotten better every week. And I think he's right next to Roquan. He's kind of helping him with the leadership role. But he doesn't have to, like, take over. He doesn't have to call plays. He doesn't have to set formations. But he has played extremely well. And Kyle Hamilton You know, I mean, what is he, like 60%, 70% near the line of scrimmage now?
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible stuff. I still wonder if he's going to hold up, but he's the best pass rusher on the team, so use him.
Now, you gave quarterback Lamar Jackson an A.
Yep.
What do you like most about his performance?
He just kind of found a rhythm, you know, and sometimes you miss that after you're out for 2.5 games or whatever he was. But he found his rhythm, and he found it early. And sometimes it takes a quarter to develop that, but he got it back pretty quickly, as opposed to Roquan the week before when he was out for 2.5 games. It took him a whole quarter to get it back. This time, the quarterback stepped up, and he has to do that because he's the quarterback.
What do you think of the running backs?
I thought the running backs were okay. Derrick Henry did what he had to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't see these gaping holes like mm-hmm. I saw maybe last year or the year before that. But I saw him pick and choose and kind of get in and out. And Mitchell, I like what they do with him. I don't care what anybody says. I will toss him 4 times around the corner every game because it's speed. And I like doing that.
And it has to be respected.
Right, and you got to spread your defense up to make sure he doesn't get around the corner. So I was pretty happy with that. The offensive line, I thought, did a decent job, but there's room for improvement. I mean, I still think their guards get too high. They work too high. I think in short yard situations, they can't. they don't get low enough where they can root guys out, and I think they need to work on that. But overall, much improved. From
what about the most important position on the field? The pass catchers really had some input in this game, didn't they?
Who's that? The pass catchers?
Yeah. 3 touchdowns from them. I mean,
not the wide receivers.
They were tight ends.
So yeah, you want to.
I forgot Bateman got one too. All four of them. Yeah, all 4 touchdowns. All 4 touchdown passes were to receivers.
Mm hmm.
Any pass to anybody is a receiver.
That's where I was going with it. Okay. I'm looking at everybody. Somebody going to say something?
All 18 completions were to receivers.
I'm looking like somebody's got to say something. Because if you didn't say something, somebody's in the car going, that idiot, what the hell is he doing? They're probably doing that anyway. But no, we did have, I feel like for the first time in a long time, we have a lot of weapons in the passing game. And again, it's been the past couple years, but covering this team, I got in the radio in 2000. It's like, man, who are they throwing the football to? You might have one. You hardly ever had 2.
Well, it centers around the running game. If you can run, then it opens up the play action passing game. And that's what they were doing, going to the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I've never seen, or actually I've seen it once before where receivers ran into each other, but I've never seen defensive backs like Miami did where they picked each other off, and then Mark Andrews, and the announcer goes, I bet you Lamar Jackson had a laugh all the way across the field watching Mark Andrews run and catch that pass for a touchdown. I'm like, I bet he did too, because you don't see that happen very often, but pick play worked.
Now, we talked about the schedule and what it is. Do you feel like they left some meat on the bones against the Miami Dolphins last night?
Nah, I agree with you. I think they went in. And guys, you're only getting one day to prepare. I mean, basically, it's Monday, a quick install, maybe Wednesday with a walkthrough. Then you're on a plane, you're down there. Mm-hmm. You just kind of just got to get through it. And they did what they needed to do to win. Did I see some things defensively that still concern me? Yeah. Still in the back end. Still getting pressure. Offensively, DeAndre Hopkins, I still want to get him involved more in the offense. But maybe they're, you know, sometimes I wonder if they're holding him out just to keep him fresh for the end of the season. I don't know, but I'd still like to see him more involved in the offense. And Zay Flowers is just having a great year.
Well, we talked about, too, like on the defensive side and what we've seen, like it does feel like the bend don't break mentality. You get to the smaller side of the field, red zone, what have you, and they've kind of locked in and gotten some things done. But the other thing that I've seen early is it's been going on in the league with teams that are willing to go for it on fourth down. I feel like I watch a lot of NFL. I feel like when teams play the Ravens, they tend to go for it more on fourth. Is that in your opinion, would that be because of what this offense can do?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. They got to score points, and that's the way you got to approach it.
Because I didn't like the Dolphins going for it on fourth and 2.
And, you know, and I've heard John Harbaugh say that when he's played Kansas City. Like, hey, man, we got to go for it because we got to score points. And that's the way you approach it. Me personally, I still go by instinct.
Yeah.
What's working? What ain't working? What haven't showed them before? What will I show them again? That's the way I approach it.
See, when you have a team that forces you to do things that you don't normally do, and Kansas City does it, you know it. When teams play the Warriors, oh, you're going to the death lineup? We'll just play small with you. Now you get torched.
Yep.
You know, so like teams can...
They're taking you out of what you do best.
Yes. And it's kind of like the opposite when we talked about the Ravens getting in the postseason and forgetting about their running backs. It's like, oh, we've got some great looks for pass catchers. Why don't we throw the ball? Okay, we'd still run the damn football. And then set up the pass like Mike had talked about. So, I mean, this league's been different where I feel like more and more teams are going for it. Not just on fourth down, but fourth and intermediate. It used to be like fourth and two or under, teams would go for it. And now it's like, hey, it's fourth and eight. I think we can get it. It's like,
what? And what you see with the Ravens, they're playing more DBs because they have to. And that's the way the league is going, where it's a pass-happy league. So you got to have four... five DBs in the game at one time, and they've succeeded with that.
Yeah. Fourth and eight at our own 37. Well, are our toes at L37 or our heels at the 37? It matters.
Yeah.
We're closer. They go for it regardless.
I think the kickoff really has affected that.
You think so?
Yeah. Because it kind of makes sense to do it because they're going to get the ball anyway in good field goals, good field position. Like I said, it takes two plays and you're in field goal range.
Yeah. If you can pick up 20 yards, you have... It's not a great field goal, but it's a reasonable shot with this league, and we talked about it. The kicking ball seems like it's flying further. I've seen more 60-plus yard field goal attempts this season than I think I have in any other year in the league.
Didn't they admit that they changed the kicking ball this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
At 5 to 7 yards.
Yeah.
The Dolphins don't have a field goal over 50 yards yet this year.
I also think if you're indoor, you take the shot.
Yeah.
You know? You kick the ball, you kick the field goal, because that's like easy points.
You start on the damn 35-yard line, which a lot of teams are going to do if you don't kick it right in the sweet spot there and try to tackle them before that. You move 20 yards, you're on the opponent's 45. You add 18 to that, it's a 63-yard field goal, which I'd say more than half of the kickers in the league are willing to try those.
Yeah.
And can make it.
Except if you're Clark and you trip him.
Yeah.
Mike Press's report card, you can find at BaltimoreSun.com. Also, he'll go over to B-More Sports Podcast, right?
Yep. Get ready to head over there now and team up with Jerry and get it done.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? Happy Friday. Happy Halloween.
Same to you, man.
Hey, man, I'm just going to say, I know 2-3 weeks ago I got on here and got on my man Hamilton. I see how he feel now. Come on, man. Got out there, got that W, our quarterback back. What else can we ask for? We got a perfect game. You ask me, only thing I'm mad about, the Ravens ain't let them score so I can hit my parlay.
Yeah, man. That's the Dolphins' fault there.
Jeremy, what you got going on over there, man?
Yeah, right now, call in 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see the Maryland's men's basketball team take on the DMV rival that they have, Georgetown, at their home opener on November 7th at the Xfinity Center in College Park. 410-583-1057.
There you go. Final thoughts and a look at tonight, or I should say Monday's Monday Night Football game. I get my days mixed up.
I'll throw out some plays in the final segment, too, for this weekend.
Appreciate that. There you go. Monday Morning Quarterback on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are replacing PYT today.
Good move, actually.
Because it's almost midnight.
It's Halloween.
Yep.
Jerry, what you got going on over there?
Yeah, I'm
going
to need Robbie to get me my scarecrow outfit back so I can go get a brain when he's done with it. That's so funny, man. He looks so cool. Like, I can't tell if he's happy or angry. What is... No?
Yeah, he's not happy.
All right. $50 gift card to Barrel House Live in Falston. Don't forget, November 9th, the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored crew will be broadcasting our pregame show live. 410-583-1057. Get yourself a $50 gift card to Barrel House.
I'm going to be there. It is going to be a party. I'm telling you. I invite a lot of people up here. Barb did as well. A lot of people have come. It's going to be. Folks, it's going to be a radio show. It is. Somewhere in there is going to be a radio show. It's going to be a party.
And people are going to be talking.
Exactly. So come on up. Have a good time. Watch the Ravens. Who do the Ravens play on the 9th? Is that the Vikings? Yeah. Yeah. Play the Vikings. And I can't wait. I've been waiting. That's highly anticipated up in the Harco area.
Mm. Harco? Harco? Who are you?
Jesus.
Why don't you just call it Hazard County like everybody? It's Hazard County. Oh, man. Robbing all his white friends.
So I'm wearing Argyle to work.
Yeah.
What? What? Yeah. Come on, Ed. I never change on the fashion now. Come on, Al.
I was going to say that because the only Argyle I know is the black driver in Die Hard. He was Argyle. Actually, I have Argyle socks.
Yvonne Lindelkow.
Yeah.
What's his pattern back? Final thoughts on last night's game, Edward?
They're back. They're healthy. Now they look like the Ravens again. This is the team you expected to see at the beginning of the season. They're healthy. They came back. The only concern I do have is Pat Ricard, because that he got knocked on his back. I've never seen that happen.
And you won't see it again.
No, something.
Pride.
Up. Yeah.
Pride, man. I mean,
yeah.
I it wasn't good to see. It wasn't, but trust me, you won't see that again.
You know what? It looked like he got caught in between or whether or not he wanted to step back or go forward.
He must have. Yeah.
And then who was it? It was
still hurt.
Bradley Chubb. Well, Chubb's a big dude, too. He gets in his chest and he had leverage. He just fell back.
Well, he needs leverage.
You know what? They'll be fine when they're teammates in a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll laugh about it.
I'd love to see him here.
I would, too. That's the one I want. Your final thoughts, Jeremy?
Yeah, look, it's a big win. It sets you up. Now you know at the trade deadline you're not trading away pieces because I think it was stack two W's, get to the trade deadline and see if you can add. So I love what they did last night, seeing Lamar back, four touchdowns, the tight ends getting involved, seeing Isaiah likely be in. Love that.
Yeah, Ravens went in and did exactly all that they needed to do. One thing as a coach, what you don't want to do, you don't want to show your hand if you don't have to show your hand. You go in there, you realize, you know what? We can smack these guys around. Why are we swinging with all our might against these people?
Right. Why would you show all your cards when you don't need to?
Exactly. People watch film.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you basic. And I'm going to beat you with basic. And the next team, if I can't beat them with basic, I got something else up my sleeve. But why show you my hand when I don't have to show you your hand? You know? I wouldn't give a spades playing reference, but I'm in here with white folks. So I don't play a lot of spades.
You don't know?
Hey. Oh, you got. You're in jail. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And I played in the spades tournament.
You did?
Yes.
How many books did you get?
We did good. We didn't win, but we did well.
Yeah, man, you don't show your hand. There's no need to be all razzle dazzle and put the sprinkles on top of the vanilla ice cream against the Miami
and
Dolphins.
The frizzle, frazzle.
It's just, it was not. They were lightweight. They didn't. The good thing is they didn't play with their food. They put them away.
Yeah.
And got out of town. Yeah. Healthy. Yeah,
and now that game was over in the first half. Really. Yeah.
You get 10 days to get ready for the Vikings. This is three straight road games. You get three road games out of the way where you're going to have a chance to pick up, you know, a couple of W's here along the way.
Why do you have to go out there and beat them when they're perfectly capable of beating themselves? Mm-hmm. That's what happened last night.
Very good point.
They're perfectly capable. Listen, we'll do Monday Night Football on Monday, but today, Jeremy, we'll do the Daily Line. What you got for us, Jay Khan?
Yeah, a couple things. But tonight, I like the under in the Dodgers game. I'm going to take Yamamoto under 6.5 Ks, Yamamoto under 18.5 outs. I don't think he's repeating what he does. I would not be shocked if the Blue Jays won tonight, but I do think the under is the right play. Mookie Betts in his career has great numbers against Gausman, so you could look at that over 1.5 bases. And I don't know if you guys have heard me say this before, I'm going to take Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 bases at plus money. When are you guys going to stop it?
The team with the blue hats going to win tonight.
Yes.
That's a good call.
Blue uniform.
I like Syracuse and North Carolina under, and I think the
Bulls, like the under on that?
Yes. It's 45 and a half, and there's a reason why it's that low. Syracuse backup quarterback can't move that football. And then here, my Ivy League play of the day, Brown and Penn over 51 and a half. Jump on it. I think FanDuel is the only sports book right now that I see it at. But with this weekend, I do think there's some really good plays.
Give me Georgia, Florida. What you got? What you like?
I would take Florida
take
plus
time.
The points.
We got time.
I would take Florida plus the points in the world's largest the cocktail party. I would take Gunnar Stockton. It's 7.5. I'd take Gunnar Stockton under rushing yards if you can get out of Maryland and bet it. I think it's a really good bet. Same thing with Diego Pavia. I love Texas this weekend. I like Diego Pavia under his rushing yards. As I stated before, don't forget, in college, sacks count against your rush yards. So if Texas gets to him and sacks him, let's say he has 40 yards, they sack him for an 8-yard sack. Now he has 32 rushing yards. So for guys that are in situations playing good defenses that like to run, there's a lot of times that I'll point this out. One of my favorite plays on Saturday is I think the USC-Nebraska game shoots out. I think both teams are going to move up and down the field on the other. There is a rule of thumb is when USC leaves their time zone or when they go east, I should say, they don't cover the game and they barely win outright. So they almost lost to Purdue, and Purdue sucks. So I think that's good. If you want to talk about some of the bigger matchups this weekend, like I said, Texas would be my favorite. I do think I like Oklahoma against Tennessee, but I might be in the minority there.
You are the minority of that. Mm-hmm. I think Oklahoma is flawed. They're a flawed football team, man.
And you want my upset of the weekend? And I hate saying it. It pains me. I think NC State knocks off Georgia Tech. For the NFL on Sunday?
Really?
Yes. For C.J. Bailey, I think he's going to run all over the place.
Maybe I missed this. Maybe I missed it. But did you give me Natty, Utah?
No, I like Utah.
You like Utah on that?
Yeah, I like Utah.
I like that because it's a 10 o'clock game. I can watch football all day.
Well, there's a reason why Utah's almost a 10-point favorite or 10 and a half, depending on where you get it. They're that much better than Cincinnati. They're the best team in the Big 12. But on Sunday, I love the Giants and 49ers to go over the total. I know I'm in the minority here. I think the Falcons show up. I like them to upset the Patriots, but I'll take those 6 points. And just looking at it, I think Houston is the right spot, and I think everybody's going to go the wrong way on that one.
Someone inboxed me yesterday because I said about 8 o'clock game Sunday Night Football, I'm tapped out. I'm out with all football out.
Yeah.
So well, why do you stay up all night and watch the 10 o'clock college game? Simple. I like it better.
Yeah. And by the way,
I like college football better.
So staying up on it late on a Saturday to watch college football is not the same as watching football all day Sunday and going, you know what? I watched it all day Saturday. I watched it all day Sunday. I ain't watching this damn game.
And I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Thank you. I gotta get up at 4 hours. So
Yeah, I mean, but also all of that and I like it better.
Yeah.
Just that's right. I love college football. There are NFL games matchups that I can't watch. Who are the Jaguars playing this week? It don't matter. I can't watch the Jaguars unless they're playing the Ravens. I hate watching the Jaguars. It's something about that team.
It's the Titans. I can't watch them.
Yeah, I can't watch it. If you give me a college football game, let me look at a college football game that most people probably can't watch. I can watch it. SMU, Miami, most probably won't really watch that game. I'm watching it. I love it. Tonight you got Memphis Rice watching that game. If I'm around and Sam Houston, Louisiana Tech's on, watching that too. There's not a college football game that I can't watch.
Well, let me ask you this. If Kansas City Buffalo's playing on Sunday night, you're watching that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That one I'm watching.
Yeah.
Well, that matters.
I'm just saying, there are certain games that's going to...
That I got to stay awake.
That's going to move it. It moved a little, right? And that would be one of them. Did it move for you?
Always have to make it weird, man. Always.
Hold on. I didn't make it weird. You don't know what I'm talking about moving.
I know you. I know.
Your wiener. Yeah, it was your wiener. It was your wiener. I'm sorry. That's what moves.
I know what.
It's football porn. What do you want?
Kansas Jerry, City, my man, Buffalo. Thanks a lot. Jerry, police officer, Baltimore City's finest, is in with us. And thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate your service all these decades. Good luck in your next endeavor.
Good to miss you. Jerry is retiring. Yeah, and good luck to your next
He ain't retiring. He's just moving somewhere else to work.
He's paid.
He just told us.
He's getting free money. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.